New news from Washington. An attorney who worked for a prominent law firm was charged with making false statements to federal authorities as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian collusion into the 2016 presidential election. Here to help us make some sense of all this is Richard Kahn. He is managing partner of Eurasia Advisors, and he joins us in our 1130 studios. Richard, what can you tell us about your knitting together the various public pieces of information that we have received, the various indictments of the 13 people previously having participated in some kind of meddling in the U.S. 2016 presidential election, and now this latest indictment, charge, of making false statements, is having to do with Alex van der Zwaan, charged with lying to the FBI and Robert Mueller's office about his work related to a report that was prepared for the former president of Ukraine.
Well, look, the first thing I would comment on is, you know, that the Mueller indictment and these other indictments speak to the breadth and scope and capabilities of the Russian FSB in terms of their ability and willingness to
Successor to the KGB.
Yes, correct. Their ability to mount what we might call asymmetrical attacks to deal with either retaliatory types of situations or what they view as defensive situations. That's how they would characterize it. But they are extremely effective in locating people not just in the United States but elsewhere who are part of whether governments or part of press or part of institutions that can affect public influence, and they are extremely effective in their willingness to utilize those techniques to try to see people elected to power that are favorable to them. So I think, you know, the big benefit of the Mueller indictment, as I look at it, is it brings to the forefront that there is actually something that took place here. The analogy I would draw is to say the tower is falling during the September 11th attack. In the mindset of the United States, there was no question that that happened. Up until the moment that we have the Mueller indictment, which I really hope everyone will read, there was some doubt caused by potential co-conspirators as to whether there was actually a set of crimes that occurred. Now we know that, and you have to be basically willing not to look at the World Trade Center tapes and accept them to take the view that there really is no crime here at this stage. So it has changed dramatically the ability of the narrative in the United States to disagree on at least one fundamental set of crimes that has occurred against our nation.
So we're heading into midterm elections. Reading over the indictment, do you think that the Russian government will likely try to interfere again? And do you think that the U.S. government will be better prepared to intervene?
Well, look, I'm not optimistic that our current administration has any interest whatsoever in stopping that from happening. I think it's clear that Trump and his team were the beneficiaries of Russian interference. That comes out of the Mueller report. I think they're in a conflicted position, to say the least, in terms of wanting to see that stop and not see people that are going to continue to help protect him elected to Congress in the midterm election. So I would look to, if you will, our traditional resources, and namely the head of our own government, which, as you know, leads our law enforcement agencies, as essentially hopefully conflicted in this and seeking to avoid being drawn into it by making statements that he is not involved.
I'm just pausing for a second to try to figure out, is this a case of following the money and the power, or is it just about money, at least for some of the people involved?
Oh, I think it's going to be a mixture. I would expect that Mueller is going to come out with indictments that lay out, for example, obviously the DNC hacking, as well as the link to WikiLeaks. I think he's going to lay out money trail issues that deal with Trump and with his family that are based on, for example, Don Jr.'s statements in 2008 that a disproportionate amount of money came from Russia, you know, into the Trump organization. I think all of those are going to weave together a picture that demonstrates how it is that the Russians essentially were able to recruit at a certain level agents to work with them in the United States.
So you speak a lot with people in Russia who are close to Russia, have been involved with deal making cross borders. What's the perception from that side?
Well, look, let me start by saying it would be a huge mistake and tragedy if the lesson of out of all this is that Russians are bad. This is not at all what we ought to be thinking about.
Although this clearly threw a wrench in the relationship between the U.S. and Russia, regardless of what the leadership does.
Oh, yes. No, and I'll get to that. What I'm referring to is we all have neighbors and friends who are of Russian descent, for example, here, or may be immigrants, or may, in fact, be still living in Russia. There's always a possibility that the FSB is involved in some way in public life in our country or in others, but that certainly doesn't mean that simply by virtue of being Russian that you're somehow implicated in this. I think it's an important point for us all to keep in mind, lest we go down the road that Trump wants us to go down of divisiveness and of making assumptions about people. But in terms of the, number one, the business climate is absolutely dead between Russia and the United States. I think Russians themselves are well aware that their government did this. Some of them take great pride in that. Others are embarrassed and are very hopeful that over time this regime in Russia will change. They're led, for example, by a gentleman named Navalny, who comes out with videos periodically demonstrating the corruption at the highest levels of the Russian government. He just came out with one that was relevant to this very investigation, showing ties between Russian oligarchs and this investigation. In other words, both the hacking as well as in the election fraud, potential fraud itself. So, and that was taken down off the internet by the Russians within days once they saw that it was up there. Really, superb work by Navalny. But look, at the end of the day, the Russians have their agenda, and we obviously must, as a first step, focus on defense, meaning dealing with the likelihood, which I would view as virtually a certainty, that the Russians are going to continue these activities in terms of influencing our electorate as best they can during the upcoming midterms. And simultaneously, we're going to have to eventually get to the prosecution of people who in the United States may have been involved in this, if only to send the message worldwide that if you cooperate with the Russians in these activities, there will be a day of reckoning. That is an important thing to do to undermine their infiltration of these different organizations.
Richard Kahn, thank you so much for being with us. Richard Kahn, managing partner of Eurasia Advisors based in New York. Thank you so much. Coming up, Bloomberg Politics, Policy, Power, and Law. Stay tuned. This is Bloomberg.